This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Maybe we've got a bit of an obsession with the 1980s here at Day to Day. We've already brought you the return of 80s fashion, and now a retrospective on that icon of 80s music, Run DMC.
Born to rock around the clock, you can't say I'm not. And in case you forgot, I'm the king of rock.
There's a new photo exhibition on Run DMC at a New York gallery. And here's a preview from Day to Day's own 80s fly girl, Madeline Brand.
Fly girl? That's so 1983. Well, coincidentally, it's also the year Run DMC debuted. And now, 20 years later, curator Bill Adler thought a perfect time for an anniversary show.
Nostalgia really is a fairly cheap emotion as far as I'm concerned, you know. On the other hand, hip-hop culture in general is so very forgetful. You know, it's always what's next, what's next, what's next. And something that was 6 weeks old or 6 months old or 6 years old might as well almost never have happened. You just want to stop for a moment to give props to a group who did so much for the culture.
Bill Adler was Run DMC's publicist in their glory days. That would be from about 1984 to 1990. The photo show is mounted in Adler's small one-room gallery in an unremarkable building on the fringes of Chelsea. Photos of the three, Run, DMC, and Jam Master Jay, are crammed on three walls. The group is often posing in that iconic rapper style of the time, arms folded across chest, staring deadpan into the camera.
I like these pictures here by Raymond Boyd. You know, these were taken in Chicago in 1984. It's very early days, and they're wearing their leather, and they're wearing their Stetson hats. But also, in one of the pictures, DMC is holding a copy of Rock and Soul magazine and a big picture of Michael Jackson on the cover, because Mike was the, you know, preeminent pop star of the moment. And Run DMC, they were on the brink of changing the face of pop music and rock music and black music at that moment.
Run DMC certainly wasn't the first rap group to hit it big. There was Grandmaster Flash, the Sugar Hill Gang, and the guy who started it all, Afrika Bambaataa. But Run DMC was the first rap group to embody the hip-hop lifestyle.
You know, they were just a few years younger than Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. But you take a look at the way those guys dressed, and they seem much more transitional. They seem much more as if they've got, you know, a foot in the past and a foot in the future. Run DMC, they were pretty self-conscious about wanting to embody hip-hop. And so they were going to dress that way, you know, like, you know, the way the kids were dressing in the hood. And that alone was a revelation, and it bespoke a real pride in what kids in the hood had created for themselves in the way of sartorial style. Likewise, when it came time for them to make records, there were going to be no keyboards, there wasn't going to be a live band. The idea was they're going to make records the way they'd made records in the park. There's a DJ, he's scratching. You know, it's nothing but going on but beats and rhymes. It was stark.
Run DMC was the first breakout rap group. Their albums sold millions of copies. They were the first to have their videos played on MTV, and they were the first rap group to be on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. But the group didn't hit it big until 1986, when they recorded Walk This Way with Aerosmith.
B-boys, hip-hoppers, rappers had always been in a search for hard beats over which they were going to rap. And that beat, that Walk This Way beat, doom, that. Boom, 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 ta, boom, ta. That beat was just so hard, so stark, such a delicious tempo. They'd always loved rock as much as rap. The thing to understand about the pop music scene at that time, and the rock scene in particular, is how very, very segregated it was racially. Geez, those were terrible times. If you're listening to, you know, so-called hip rock radio, freeform radio, whatever it was, you know, all you get is Led Zeppelin and their ilk. And, you know, likewise, if you're listening to black radio, you've got Al Green on there, and if you're lucky, you've got George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. So now, 1986, Rick Rubin says, we're going to make a new version of a song that's been a standard on FM rock radio for a dozen years already. It's called Walk This Way. And if radio programmers, white rock radio programmers, hadn't understood it before, this is our way of telling them with a big, dumb sign that's impossible to misread. Guess what? Rap is rock. You must play this now, even if their skins happen to be black. You must do it. And it started to happen at that point. Of course, the wonderful irony is that 6 months after Run-DMC puts out Walk This Way, the Beastie Boys hit, and it's Fight for Your Right to Party, and there's no problem at all. Nobody says, well, wait a minute, you guys are making rap records. We can't play you on rock record. You know, because the Beastie Boys were white, they got over in a way that Run-DMC never could.
Of course, Rick Rubin produced the Beastie Boys, too, and the two groups toured together in 1987, the height of Run-DMC's success. There's a photo of the group's DJ, Jam Master Jay, on that tour. Jay is on top of a stairway that leads to a big Pan Am jet. He's wearing an immense gold rope chain around his neck with a gold Adidas sneaker dangling from it. On his head, not one, but two bowler hats, one on top of the other, and he's smiling big for the camera. That shot is part of a wall of photos dedicated to Jam Master Jay. He was murdered a year ago, shot in his recording studio in Queens, and the crime is still unsolved.
Kick off, shoot, jump on the job. Listen to the Jam Master as he starts to rock. His
Run-DMC formally broke up a week after Jay's death last year. Run is now the Reverend Run, doing ministerial work. He also works for his brother, hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons, at the clothing company Fat Farm. DMC is pursuing a solo musical career. It's been a generation since Run-DMC broke. Consider how different hip-hop is today. But consider, too, how young it still is. Run and DMC are not yet 40 years old. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.
The photo exhibition, It's Like That, 20 years of Run-DMC, JMJ, is on view until January at the iJammy Gallery in Manhattan. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.